Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power.
But I hate this song.
Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
Is what they used to say. Think that what they used to say? Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, really.
Huh? Look at you now. Is this CNN?
No.
Oh.
This is not CNN.
Oh, it sounded like it.
Well, no, it's sounded like a brilliant radio
CNN
talk show host who is telling people the truth, and this is something that people need to hear. What's going on with you, Mr. Big Willie? Where are you today?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm trying to get out of the Democratic country again. I'm going to have to switch shows or something. I don't know. It sounds like a bunch of crying liberals or something.
Well, anytime you want to hang up, feel free. I can do that right now if you want. See how easy that is?
You're going to go to No King Saturday?
No, I am not going to go to No King Saturday. But if they were smart, they wouldn't name it that. If they were smart, they would have said protest the war in Iran and open up the Epstein files. You'd have massive crowds for that. You really would. But they hate Trump so much that's all that they can they do.
So what's up with this kid over here they arrested in St. Clairsville? Everybody complained about it. I mean, they said it was a practical joke.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, I would. Yeah,
I've heard of practical jokes, but it sounded like he was a decent kid. What I'm reading.
Yeah,
People liked him, and but man, he caused some mass hysteria over there to evacuate all them businesses and stuff. So I think it sucks. Now he's not going to get a slap on the hand. You know,
he might. He might. There might be some other factors involved. I don't know. But you got to ask, was there any alcohol involved? Was there any medication? Is this kid on medication of any type? I mean, who the hell knows? But by the way, this is not the first time an awkward prank caused all sorts of mayhem in Belmont County. In fact, I got the Belmont Buzz here. Hold on. Let me just play.
Belmont Buzz. Everyone telling about Belmont Buzz.
Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. Why should you want to know?
What's it say at the end of Belmont Buzz? I can never understand that part.
What should you want to know, or something like that? I don't know. I can barely hear it with the phone on. Hold on a second. Let me play this again.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 Why should you want to know?
Why should you want to know? There you go. So there's
want to know?
But anyway, so there was a prank a few years ago in Belmont County. Kids, I think, were playing with guns that looked like they were real. And there was some sort of an incident where they were playing, but they looked as if they were doing a shootout of some sort, and ended up at the mall and all that, and caused all sorts of trouble. Oh, yeah. So sometimes that happens in Belmont County. I don't know what it is about Belmont County, but sometimes these kids, maybe it's the parents. Maybe we need better parents in Belmont County. I don't know. But this is not the first
These airsoft pistols and stuff, they look so real anymore.
Yeah.
And I did see a story once before that a cop, he was very upset. I mean, he didn't mean, but there was a 4-year-old in the back seat, and he come walking up at night, and all he sees a gun pointed at him, and killed him.
Right.
You know? And the parents are upset, but I mean, like, come on. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. Who's gonna go home first? You know.
Yeah.
I'd have been devastated, but I do not let my kids play with toy guns. I don't even like the Nerf guns, to tell you the truth.
Why are they too complicated for you? A little too complicated?
Well, not in that. I just don't like them. You know what I mean? It's just. It's just they don't need that crap. You know what I mean? They really don't.
When you're driving all across the country, let me ask you this. When you're driving all across the country, do you have like a concealed carry permit or anything like that?
Nah.
You don't?
No, but my friend does. He has one. And
why don't you?
He don't conceal them.
Well, why don't
you? Why? Because I just don't.
Well, my goodness, all those
foreigners. There's no need for it. Why do I need it?
Well, illegal drivers, illegal foreigners who are driving, you never know what they're going to do.
I got arrested last time I took my shirt off for lethal weapons. They seen two of them on my shoulders.
God, like that. Jesus. Oh.
Huh?
Here comes my breakfast. Oh, my God. Oh,
they said, look at the guns. They said, look at those guns. They tried to mace me and everything.
Well, they should have. Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man boobs.
This guy got some guns on him.
Jesus.
Did I ever tell you the camping joke?
I'm afraid to ask.
Remind me.
Yeah, okay.
Nah, I'll tell you. I can't tell it on air.
Oh, what? Suddenly you've got some kind of a filter? Are you kidding me? Tell the damn joke.
No, I can't. I get in trouble.
So
hey,
what?
But anyhow.
What do you care?
So I just seen another. Yeah, I know, right? And I don't get paid. I do this for free.
There you go.
They're going to fire me.
You should pay us.
Hey, HR is going to call me.
Yeah.
Hey, who is our HR director, Johnny?
No.
Hey,
HR.
But anyhow, I did see this other one that these high school kids just did a toilet paper prank on their teacher,
yeah.
And that when the kids took off to run, the teacher was the teacher was well loved in the community. The kids had no ill will. Yeah, it was all the teacher actually loved it. The wife said. And he went out, like, to catch him and chase him, and he fell down, and they ran him over.
Yeah.
Killed him.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah, recently. And it's just like, man, and the wife and the family, like, they don't want to prosecute the kids, even though they brought charges on them.
Yeah.
Which is a hard pill to swallow. But, and again, I mean, I would probably say the same thing. You know, they're going to be punished the rest of their lives no matter what, you know.
Sure.
So why, you know, it was an accident. An accident's an accident, you know. But I remember in high school when I was doing pranks, maybe I'll put that up as a question of the day on my great Facebook page and TikTok page and see how many answers I get. The Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, which you can't see Dimitri no more, but you can see Big Willie posts and stuff. And the TikTok, Big Willie 105.5 TikTok page, which is doing absolutely phenomenal. Actually, I had I'll send it to you, Dimitri, my last great, well, two stories ago, I got over 50,000 views on my story and on Facebook. So
on what?
Huh?
On what?
On the Big Willie 105.5 page.
No, what was the story?
Oh, Chuck Norris just put it up there. Chuck Norris dying, and and that was it basically. And I put a nice little thing together, a song, and then I got TikToks that are blowing up. So I think they're happy. The marketing director's happy. I took over to Facebook, so it's been doing really, really well for us now.
You did a song.
We're up almost 6,000 people almost now. I'm probably going to surpass Womp FM in the next 6 months.
Okay.
So,
and you did a slow down. Don't bury the lead. So Chuck Norris died.
Exactly.
Yes. And you did a song.
Well, I just posted a nice post, you know, about his life, and it said, you know, about Chuck Norris and how he died, and I put a song with it. I mean, this is new technology to you. You know what I mean? You can actually put a song to a picture. You know, and then you can put comments, a caption, and then hashtags. Maybe I'll have my 7-year-old get a hold of you, and teach you this stuff, or you can get our marketing director to show you. But it works really fabulous. So you get more with honey than vinegar sometimes, as you found out. But anyhow, I posted it and put a little song to it, a Toby Keith song, a country song. And boy, oh boy, it just took on off. Well, I couldn't even believe it. 4,000 some likes, and I don't know, 200 some shares or something crazy. So it's doing really well, and so are the other ones. And it's consistency, and just keep plugging along. You
understand?
So I'm trying to get the station.
You understand?
The station's going to be number one in a year.
Yeah. You understand that this has nothing to do with you. It's all about Chuck Norris, the name Chuck Norris. You actually understand that, right?
about let me help you understand.
No, he doesn't.
If you was doing the Facebook page, 50,000 people wouldn't have seen Big Willie 105.5. The 10 people that follow you would have. So anyhow,
I'm the one
Chuck
Norris, I'm the one who's
Chuck Morris. Who cares? It doesn't matter what you put on there. It's about the people that follow and they like good content. And they're like, man, this Big Willie show with that little Democrat or little D is awesome.
Let me explain something to you. And I'm gonna speak slowly and use one syllable words.
Well, that's what you usually do for your audience. Oh, I'm gonna die! Oh, I'm sorry.
I hope so.
I'm done cracking my head.
I hope so. Anyway, the difference between the two of us is this: you do this Chuck Norris stuff. Oh, listen to me! I'm so clever. I can use phone. Whatever. I'm so dangerous that Facebook has banned me because I'm giving listeners information about the Epstein files. I'm the dangerous one. That's why I'm banned and you're not. Try to wrap your mind about what that actually means. I'm the one that they're terrified of. Anyway, let me ask you this. You with your crazy clients and all that. My sources tell me that you're giving away peacocks. Peacocks? Are you serious?
Peacock. I'm not giving away no peacock. No, Tyler Falk Auctioneer and Real Estate Services, FALKauctions.com, is having their May 2nd consignment sale. They got online catalog stuff right now. They're going to have an animal ring this year. It'll be at a different time, like sometime one ring starts at 10, some's at noon, some's at 2. So they're going to have peacocks, peasants, rabbits. I don't know what they're going to have.
Peacock. Aliens. Peacock. What's a peacock
peacock.
What's it go for?
I don't know idea what peacocks go for nowadays. But I remember back in the day, you could go to Wheeling Park and go to the park and look at the peacocks and the birds in the big metal cage. And before they tore it down, and that was always a highlight of my childhood. You could go down and feed the ducks, run from the geese before they bit your butt. And
that was your highlight?
Look at the pretty peacocks. That was a highlight of my childhood, yes.
Jeez, what a sad childhood you must have had. Holy cow.
Very sad childhood.
Yeah. If you have an annoying neighbor and you want to really annoy the neighbor, buy a peacock. A lot of people don't realize this, but peacocks are the noisiest damn things you would ever want to hear, especially early in the morning. I know the males, the peacocks, look beautiful. There's no question. But make such a racket you would not believe. So if you want to annoy...
What do they sound like?
It's a loud squawking. It's amazing what kind of nasty sound and horrible sound that comes from this beautiful bird. If you want to annoy someone, get a peacock or have it near that person's house. It's like roosters only on steroids. They're unbelievably noisy. They really are, but they're beautiful birds.
Roosters on steroids.
Yeah. We're almost out of time here. Do you want to do some more shameless plugging of your sad clients?
Nah, go to our Facebook page, Big Willie 105.5. Share, like, comment, join, and our TikTok, and Tyler Falk Auctioneer Real Estate Services. Check out, because there's a huge tool auction this Friday, too, on Tyler Falk's page. You'll see it. Huge tool auction. All new tools. You're going to get great deals. Check it out this Friday, 5 o'clock, over in Quaker City off the interstate. But Tyler Falk Auctioneer, FALKauctions.com. He's taking consignments right now. Get on there, because the faster you get them on, the more people that can look at them from now until the auction, and they can start bidding. So if you got anything to clean out, anything to do, he's at the old Burnout Tower over in Belmont. And that's all I got to say about that. Stay Republican.